Well, we're four guys that grew up together in the same neighborhood, almost on the same block, and we always had an interest in rock, and we just got fed up with what we were hearing, and so we just decided to create what we wanted to hear ourselves.
And we started in 74, like the summer of 74, and there was nowhere to play. Like, the only place was Max's, and Max's was... You had to have a recording contract to play Max's. So we found CBGB's, like it was just a bum bar on the Bowery. And nobody was playing, but like we saw that it could become a scene. Like we wanted to develop it, make it something, you know. So we started playing for Hilly and the Dog, and eventually got up to like 700 people a night, and you know?
There wasn't very many people in the audience at all, and after we were through, someone came over to us and said, "Are you guys a joke? Are you a parody of a rock group or something like that?" And we said, "No." We said, "You know, we're dead serious." And then our audience has just slowly started growing, and you know, and they started getting us off more, and we were getting them off more, and it just developed that way.
When we started out, we weren't really serious, you know. We didn't think anybody would like the stuff we're doing because it was all kind of like negative, like I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that. And so what we really wanted to do was just record, you know, like get a record contract and record one album so we'd each have an album and then break up, you know. But people liked us, so you know, we got serious about it and just kept playing, you know.